say welcome. This one's extra credit because this week's parsha is Tazria Metzora. We already did one for Tazria, but I really like this one for Metzora, so I'm going to teach it as well. I'm a little bit connected to this one because the one that appears for Metzora in the Emes Yaakov is a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. This year Shabbos HaGadol was a few weeks ago, but every once in a while Shabbos HaGadol can end up being around this time of Kriyat Torah, and so in one such year, he gave this drasha, and I'm connected to it because last year on the Poland trip, I gave the drasha in Krakow to the Talmidim and whoever else was there, and I based a lot of what I said on this drasha, so that's my connection to it. I found it fascinating, so we're in for a little treat. He begins with a Midrash and a Gemara that essentially tell the same story, though he finds a few nuances between them. We'll mention one or two of them, though he has many more. You can feel free to look inside. But the Midrash tells of a story of a Rochel, which is a peddler, who was going around and calling out, Man bai le mizman sam chayim, who wants to buy the drug or elixir of life? Who wants to buy it? So who doesn't want a sam chayim? Everybody wants it. Even Rabbi Yanai, who was sitting nearby, learning, said, oh, Sam Chaim, come here, I want some. And he says, no, you don't need it. And he says, no, come, tell me about it. So he brings him, he says, you want the Sam Chaim? Here goes. He pulls out a Tehillim, he shows him, the Pasuk says, Mi Aisha Chafetz Chaim, who is the person who desires life? And Sor Lashon Chameira, Sor Meira V'Asei Tov. A person who guards his tongue, refrains from evil, and does good. And Rabbi Yanai says, my whole life, I read this pasuk, and I didn't know that it was so simple, until this Rochel says to me, mi aisha chavetz chayim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the Torah, says, Zotia Torah de Metzora, this is Torah de Motzi Shemra. That's the Medrash. The Gemara essentially tells the same story. There it's Rabbi Alexandri, instead of the Rochel, but he says, man ba yichai, instead of who wants the drug of life, who wants life? Of course, everybody wants life. They come to him. Give us life. Havlan chayi. So he tells them, Miyayisha chavetz chayim netzor lishon chameira. Okay, and then a person might say, but I guarded my tongue. How am I going to do that? I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep 24-7. I'll stay in bed all day. I'll never talk to anybody. And therefore, since I never talk to anybody, there's nobody to talk to. I'm never going to speak lashon hara. I got it figured out. So he says, no, that doesn't work. It's not enough to not do bad. You also have to do good in the world. In order to do good, you have to interact with human beings. You interact with human beings, then the temptation for lashon hara exists. The big skill is to both be around human beings and not to speak lashon hara. They say that people always talk about the chavetz chayim and not speaking lashon hara, a word of lashon hara. So however, if that's literally true or close to true, so you might think that he never spoke. But they say that no, he was one of the most talkative people, constantly talking to people, constantly telling stories and lessons and life parables and meeting people and helping people. And so all his not speaking lashon hara was despite that. Then he says, Sur Meira v'Asei Tov. So what is the Asei Tov you're supposed to do instead of Sur Meira? The Asei Tov is Ein Tov Ela Torah. Shenemar Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem Torah Tial Ta'azovu. So those are the two versions we have, the version of the Midrash and the version of the Gemara. The Emes Yaakov asks four or five questions on them. Let's just point out one or two of them that are more relevant to us today. He says that, what does it mean that Rabbi Yanai didn't know this pasuk, or he knew this pasuk, but I didn't understand it till now? What would that mean? And then he asks another question, what was this Rochel? What was he, a peddler? It's calling him a peddler. Was he selling anything? Because seems they all came to him, and then he just gave away this pasuk for free. Did he sell anything? If he wasn't selling anything, if he was just a chassid acting like a peddler, why does it call him like a peddler? Okay. Those are his questions. And as a background, he now starts to tell us something both about Lashon Hara and then about Pesach and the Seder night, because it is the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. So first about Lashon Hara, he says, we were told many times about the chumrah of how difficult Lashon Hara is. For example, the first chet, the chet of Adam Arishon, how did it happen? When the Nachash told Lashon Hara about Hashem. This is how the Medrash Rabbah presents it. And then Gol Mitzrayim, why did they end up in Mitzrayim in the first place? Because Yosef told his father about his brothers. And in fact, in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went out, to see all their suffering. So the Midrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, what was it that they did that was could have been so bad that they deserved Shibud Mitzrayim? And then he goes out and he kills one person, and then he stops another one from fighting. And the person says, are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? Which sounds like that he was going to be malshin on him, he was going to tell on him. Miad patach v'amar achen oda davar. He says it's known. So the pshat is, it's known, the word is out. It's not a secret, I have to run away. Which is what he does. But the Midrash says, you know, you're not going to believe this. The Midrash says, v'me'ata nicha kolak zeroda kashot sheyuba ta'it. This Shibun Mitzrayim, the terrible suffering, what's going on here, they deserve it. Because they are people who speak Lashon Hara. And if that isn't extreme Musar, I don't know what is. And so too we found that the Meraglim, they cried over nothing but Tziyaye Dibar Haaretz. And he throws in some modern things. He says Gerus Sfarad may have happened because of Lashon Hara, Mechama Olamit, etc. And he says in Tanakh, we find it as well. Had David HaMelech not accepted Lashon Hara, Bamifi Boshid, Malchut Beit David would never have been split, etc. So that's the background on the Chumrah of Lashon Hara. Now about Pesach, he says, Pesach night, we have the mitzvah of Vigadat al-Bencha. And each ben, Chol ben v'ben, the Chacham, the Rasha, each kid, you're supposed to teach him in his way. And he says, Chinuch is the yesod of Am Yisrael's existence. Especially our nation, because our nation is in Galus and spread around from the other nations. In other words, every nation who tends to congregate and flock together, so if they don't teach their sons exactly how to be nation X, so they'll get it from their friends, from their neighbors, from their surroundings. That doesn't work for Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael is in Galus. There's a few of us here, a few of us there. How are we all going to get what Yiddishkeit is all about if we don't transmit it to our kids? We have to be the ones to take care of being mechanich our kids to continue our Mesorah. And if the yesod of this Mesorah is Sipurim Mitzvah Mitzrayim, because everything relates to it. Why did we say everything relates to it? Meaning, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what is in Mitzvah Mitzrayim? The Aseret HaDibro. The first one mentions Mitzvah Mitzrayim. All the Moadim, Pesach, so they all mention Zechel Mitzvah Mitzrayim. We say a few times a day in Kriyat Shema and Birkat HaMazon, Zechel Yetziyah Mitzrayim, Zechel Yetziyah Mitzrayim. Because, why? Because the Makot that took place in Mitzrayim and all the Nisim there, they're what were Nit'amit u'Nitparsim Yesod HaEmunah. They were what caused our beliefs in God to be really real and really true to us all of a sudden. We all of a sudden realized Hashem's Hashkacha in the world, meaning it became very real to us. And so too, Kriyat Yam Suf is part of this. In fact, the Rishami says part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yimitzi Mitzrayim is to talk about Makkah Bechorot and Kriyat Yam Suf. He says, so all that makes sense when we are on our land in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Vayaki V'yacha, when you'll come to the land, V'kayaki Yishalcha B'incha Mechor Lemor, Ma'i Dod V'chukim, when your son sees you doing this Korban Pesach in the land of Israel, as much you're given Pesach, so then, Ka'inol, so then you can tell him about the Korban Pesach. Then you can tell him about Yetziyah Mitzrayim. But we don't have that now. Is he going to see us bringing a Korban Pesach that he's going to ask about it? No. So now we have a renewed need for Sipur Yetziyah Mitzrayim. One that is more so than what they needed then. In other words, we have to look at the Sipur Yetziyah Mitzrayim and give it renewed relevance for us. And in fact, if we could look at both Galut Mitzrayim and their Geula, maybe we can also have our own Geula from our Galut. In other words, they had a Galut. What did they do to get a Geula? We're in Galut, and if we could do that too, maybe we could replicate it, and we can also be Zocha to a Geula, Lama Nigara Me'avotenu. So he said, if you look at the Sipur of Yetziyah Mitzrayim, this is the Ramban al Torah tells us in the beginning of Shemot, that it's the derech of people who are enslaved, and people are on the bottom of society and really getting the worst of everything there, that they wait for the government to end. They want it to overthrow. They want the king to die. And they hope that if the king dies and a new king takes over, it can help out their situation. So all of a sudden, people got hopeful when Makat B'Chorod happened, and meaning multiple different times in the story. The first time Paro dies, and a different Paro comes. Like, oh, maybe this Paro will be better for us. And they see that their situation isn't getting any better. Rashi tells us, Makam B'Chorod, Shayus Smechim Ledem Shisrael, that there were people who were happy. There were people in Mitzrayim who were happy that Am Yisrael is having success. Harei Kishnut Bonei Nireh Shemitchila Kishem Melech HaChadash Gazar Gzero Kashor Kol HaBena Yiluv L'Gomer Kedomeh. Here, Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael B'Avam Shebevadai Rejim Kaze Yitpatul V'Yikum Malkom Acheret. What? If Paro wasn't just throwing Jewish babies in at a certain point, he was throwing in every Bechor because he didn't want, sorry, every boy. Because he didn't want any boy, because, right, according to Midrash, it wasn't clear if it was a Jewish boy or an Egyptian boy. So he was having all the boys thrown over. So Am Yisrael got a little bit of hope. Maybe if enough Mitzrim don't like this, that it'll end this Paro, and everything could go back to normal. They'll go back to the way it was under Yosef HaTzadik leading, and all those Tanayim that they had back then. So they got their hopes up, but again, a new king came, and it didn't get any better. So when even that changed and it didn't get any better, all of a sudden, Vayizak Zak HaGdola, then they cried out to Hashem. At that point, Hashem heard that which what they said. They were crying out to him, and he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Emes Yaakov, that's what's going to, we have to learn our lesson for our times. In our Galut, we also have to see what was Hichbid at Olagolut Umaut Siyam. If we see that which got them out of their predicament, maybe it can help us as well. He said, the Yesod of Chinuch is that on Pesach, we fix ourselves with the Yesod of Chinuch. Right? The Pasuk in Bereishit tells us, why did Hashem choose Avram Avinu? Laman asher yitzaveh panav beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem latzot tzrakal mishpat. If Avram was chosen because he's going to teach his children to follow derech Hashem, to do tzedakah u'mishpat. So he says, whenever we mention zchut avot, when we daven with zchut avot, and we want to be machzik masei avotenu, and Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef his zchut avot, and what is all that? All that works when the person is under our control, meaning our son is in our home only so often. So we send him to cheder. So he's in the cheder a few hours a day. So when he comes home, it's our responsibility. And some people don't think cheder is necessary. They send them to whatever school. This is Emes Yaakov throwing in some issues of the time. Probably there were people not sending their kids to Jewish schools. There were probably girls not going to Jewish schools. There's a banot mimechanech who's teaching our daughters. So he says, we have a role to teach our kids Jewish values. And then he brings up some interesting things that must have been coming up in his community. He says, without even mentioning, which of course he mentions, without even mentioning, there was must have been a certain party nearby that took place with some mixed dancing, Jews and non-Jews, men and women of all kinds. He says, there's a lack of sneers going on there. And he says, there's a joke that they tell about a certain guy that they saw eating on Tainis Esther. And then the next day, they see him celebrating at a Purim Suda. So they say, wait, yesterday we saw you eating. We thought maybe you're with Haman. Why are you eating at this Masiba? He says, what, just because I follow Haman, I can't, I was Mudar Hana from drinking the wine of this wonderful Suda? Miyayin Mordechai Gambane Adam Haman Einam Mudarim Bana. So he says, so to us. In Hanukkah, here nearby, there were people who had a party, and those same people also went to a Christmas party. And he says, I have to ask such a person, are you with us or against us? Why would you both go to a Hanukkah party and a Christmas party? If you're Jewish, you go to a Hanukkah party. You're not Jewish, you go to, you're Christian, you go to a Christmas party. Why would a Jew go to a Christmas party? He couldn't fathom understanding that. So he said, the same people asked me three times. There was a Shiloh that came up, there was somebody in Avelos, and they wanted to use his home to, I don't know, make a Shev Brachos or a wedding for some Yatoma. So they asked me three times because they couldn't believe that I was matir him to be at a wedding in his home. when he's in Avelos. 3 times they asked me. And I was matir it, because it's for this Yatoma. Did those same people ask me about hosting an event with mixed dancing in their home, which is Ot Vaday Iser Gamor Mitzad Adin? They didn't ask me. Why did they ask me about this and not about ask me and that? I think that was a little bit of Musar he threw in his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. He says, and now we can answer the original questions we asked with the original Medrash. By the way, when I gave this Drasha, I didn't include all that in my Drasha. I just used his Medrash. But I found it interesting here, so I included it as well now. But he says, now we can explain. The Rochel, the peddler, was an actual peddler. He was selling spices, but he was also selling Svarim. In order to get people to buy his Svarim, he has to get him into the store. So he has to say, Man bayi sam chayim, who wants the sam of chayim? And therefore he gets them into the store. But on the other hand, the second one, the Gemara, it's Rabbi Alexandri, he just says, Man bayi chayi. And he says, that's the difference between sam chayim and chayi, the drug of life and life. Because what is life? Life is Shmirat HaLashon. Shmirat HaLashon is Chayim Mamish. But a Sefer is the Sam HaChayim. So in other words, when Rabbi Yanni sees him, he says, show me this drug. He's saying, Netzirat HaLashon, Rabbi Yanni knew, is life. But he didn't know the connection that he's making, that the drug to get you life is the Sefer. In other words, it's what we call in Hebrew like the Asimon Nofel. It all of a sudden clicked for him. Ah, that's what you're saying. You're saying Limud Torah is a sam. That's what the peddler is saying. That's why the peddler was saying, Rabbi Yana, you don't need this, you're learning. This is for everybody else. He says, no, give it to me anyway. So he told him, if you are sitting and learning with your Sfarim, then you're not speaking Lashon Hara. And then says Rabbi Yana, Lo yadati akamu nakal pashul kaim in mikros. I never understood how easy it was. It all of a sudden clicked. The footnote here tells us a midrash that it's found in Yalkut Shimoni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hazel Yedei Shaitim B'Telem Yedivrei Torah Yitim Masichim Nei Adam. By not learning Torah, you end up schmoozing with people. Aval Atid Lava Otem Lemedim Torah Mipi V'Ani Marbe Lecham Shalom. But you'll learn Torah, and I'll give you Shalom. So he says, in Mitzrayim, they didn't have Torah. So they ended up speaking Lashon Hara. And that was terrible. And they were deserving of their galus, and they were deserving of their shibud. But now we have Torah, we have a way to not speak Lashon Hara. And he says, in fact, that's what got them out of Mitzrayim. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now tells us, learn the Torah I gave you, and then you won't be speaking Lashon Hara. And therefore we have it easier than the door of Mitzrayim, because they didn't have a Torah to learn instead of speaking Lashon Hara. So they just had to not speak Lashon Hara. And he says, in fact, that's how they got out of Mitzrayim. They were metakin nechek. Because originally Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achenu da davar. Oh, they're speaking Lashon Hara about me for having killed that Mitzri. Oh, yay, yay. They're deserving of everything. But at the end of Sipur Yitzhiya Mitzrayim, when they're leaving Mitzrayim, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Deber nabos ne'am v'shalom Mitzrayim. When we leave, you're going to ask everybody for their kelim. And all of Am Yisrael knew it, and now one of them revealed it. None of them revealed it. They fixed their mistake from 70 years ago. If we also fix our mistakes, be it in the tchum of Lashon Hara, be it in the tchum of whatever was going on at the time. In his time, he was saying that the issue he was dealing with was people celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas, people attending mixed dances of Jews and non-Jews, men and women, whatever was going on at the time, we have to fix it. And hopefully if we fix whatever issue is holding us back, then we too can be zocha, negula shlema, b'viyakul tzedek, m'hi rabbi aminah.